so.
Are we weirdless again?
Yes.
Wow. 2 weeks in a row.
We are weirdless again.
Definitely. I don't think he loves us anymore. I'm really curious.
He went and got one of those lives. The nerve of him.
Damn it.
Bastard.
That's not allowed. There are no... I don't remember him applying for vacation time.
He hasn't earned enough vacation time.
No.
He's going to have to file a TPS report.
This was not okayed by me.
It did not earn the Breida seal of approval.
Mm-mm.
I got to check the...
I don't remember him applying for vacation time.
Okay.
Did she just...
Hey, that's me.
He hasn't earned enough vacation time.
Yeah, no. I had to check the
stream
to see if it was working.
I am having... That's really weird. Also, I don't like my voice. Okay.
I don't like my voice either, so we're... I understand.
Alan...
What?
Says, bring up the volume on the stream and on Breida and Jay is being suggested.
Can you do Garrett Morris from Saturday Night Live for the hearing impaired? And next up!
Yeah. Oh,
that's like way before Breida's time.
Uh-huh.
On the plus side, they had 45 auto at Walmart.
Oh, nice.
So I was very happy. I bought a bunch. Because I need it. It's good stuff. Anyway.
So, Jay, are you excited about Sunday?
About Sunday. Easter, yes, coffee.
Are you going to have like a giant cup of coffee?
I'm going to make a full pot and I'm going to brew it twice.
Oh, my God. You're going to be like bouncing off the walls. This is going to be so funny. Your heart's going to explode.
It's vibrating.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Oh boy.
Squirrel. I wanted to ask you how is that like weaning yourself off caffeine? Because I've never tried it.
Well, it wasn't caffeine; it was just coffee.
Just coffee. Oh, okay. Never mind.
So
you were like drinking Diet Coke for breakfast or something?
Yeah, actually.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. What's that?
Because I tried the energy drinks, but they're just a crock. They're just absolutely not real. I'm like,
they taste awful too.
Oh, they're. I mean, I got the diet ones, so like most. I mean, I think that's probably part of it is you don't get the, you know, you're not getting the sugar.
Uh huh.
But also that they're just.
Yeah, but there's no caffeine either, right?
No, there's caffeine. I did not give up caffeine. I gave up coffee.
Oh. Okay. I don't know if that counts then.
Yeah, I don't think it counts either. I think you're just cheating.
Well, yeah. Duh. I'm not a complete farmer. God.
There's no other point to coffee than caffeine. I just don't understand.
It's like beer.
Hmm.
You know, you drink beer for the alcohol. You drink coffee for the caffeine.
Right. But if you're getting caffeine in other ways, why give up coffee? I don't understand.
It's symbolism.
You know, I for the longest time, okay, I have to admit that I don't trust people who can live without caffeine. I have this like problem with people who don't have caffeine. I'm like, how do you function? I don't understand.
It's very suspicious.
It is suspicious behavior. I don't trust them.
Usually it's cocaine.
Like my coworker, I'm really good friends with her, but she doesn't ingest any caffeine, and I'm like, well, what do you do then? You know, like
she sleeps 19 hours a day.
She must sleep a lot. I don't understand. You know,
that's what it is.
I will sleep when I'm dead.
Comes home from work, goes to sleep. Good night. Done for the day.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't know. I'll sleep when I'm dead, and until then, I have coffee.
Exactly. Sleep is for the weak.
Yeah. Well, I have a confirmation that two women are actually listening to the show.
No way.
Two whole women listening to the show.
Wait a second.
What?
He's going to put on Cool in the Gang Ladies Night. Just watch.
And now. It's time for the Squirrel Report.
Okay, that was just terrible.
I'm sure there's going to be some day where I don't actually laugh all the way through that. Maybe in a couple of months I'll be used to it, but it's just funny.
It's supposed to be funny.
Okay, good.
It's silly.
So what's the topic for tonight?
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh.
I thought Alan was bringing the topic. Damn.
I thought you were bringing the topic, Jay.
Oh, crap.
Jay, you were the one who suggested we do something funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, something funny. Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, and I have been informed also that Chance Ballou is really drunk and considering calling in.
Awesome.
Should I have him call in or not?
Well, there's your topic.
If he's listening.
Drunk Chance Ballou.
Actually, you know what? Tell him to get his sister on. She's funnier.
And cuter.
I hear the typing.
You know, I have to tell you guys, I have to be honest, that shows without topics stress me out.
It's like freeform. It's like jazz, man.
I'm not good at this. Oh, I hate jazz. Oh, my God.
Come on. Skiddly doo doo. Come on.
Oh, don't get me started with jazz.
Okay, well, the topic for today is shit. I'll come up with something real quick here.
Is shit? That's very accurate. There's something.
Oh, Jay, local news for you. Shrewsbury. Where is that? Is that near to you?
Well, relatively. It's Massachusetts. There's no place.
Well, whatever.
It's all local there.
A Shrewsbury man has been charged with murder and the gruesome killing of his wife. Prosecutors say he also ate part of her arm. And...
Great!
No, he's claiming self-defense.
I don't know. I can't tell you how many times.
How does that work?
You back around and you got to eat them.
No.
Self-defense, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Self-defense, you know.
Yeah, that arm was asking for it.
That was Hannibal Lecter's original defense.
I'm not buying it.
Yeah, it stands your ground. See? Justice for Trayvon.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Boy. We won't go there.
I'm a little upset about the hoodie thing. We're not allowed to wear hoodies now? Is that the rule now?
I don't know.
It's only, like some sort of oppressed... symbolic hoodie thing. I'm not allowed to wear a hoodie because...
Only oppressed minorities and triple elites that think too highly of themselves can wear hoodies.
All right. Damn it. I like hoodies. I live in Cleveland where we wear hoodies a lot here. It's cold.
I can't even comment because we had such a wussy winter.
Yeah, this winter wasn't really bad here. We didn't get that much snow, and it was kind of, you know, well, you know, warmish. Alan would disagree because he whines and gets under 50.
He would have frozen to death by November, but...
Yeah, but it really wasn't bad, but last winter was crazy. We had so much snow last winter, so... You know,
we were due for a mild one.
So, Alan, we should announce the phone number.
I thought you did it on Facebook.
No, I didn't.
Oh,
what's the number?
What is the number?
I don't have it memorized yet. So
yeah, I don't either. Where's my phone?
Oh, God.
Oh, crap. Hang on. Talk amongst yourselves.
So, Jay.
So, Brita.
We're talking.
It's a nice girl like you doing a score report like this.
You know, I ask myself that every week.
I ask myself every Friday night.
I blame the beer. And, you know, I don't know.
Okay, the number is 214-530-0036.
530-0036.
Yes.
Okay. I will Facebook that.
Call now. Operators are standing by.
214-530.
I'm exhorting the room to call. Don't make me call into my iPhone.
Well, that's one of the good things about call-in show is that, you know, you kind of rely on your callers to provide you with something to talk about. Because really, the three of us will talk about anything.
Well, one thing I did manage to get is the when they call in and their people are waiting on hold, they should hear the show playing on hold now.
Oh, okay. So I don't have to whistle. I don't have to whistle the girl from Ipanema anymore. Good.
No. I thought I had it. I had it working where I could take two at one time, but they just interfere with each other. Something awful. So I think I've got a.
Yeah. Braggart.
So. I got some work to do on that still.
See, now it's stuck in your head.
I know. Damn it.
So, Easter this weekend, Jay, you're the one with like the whole thing going on with the Easter. Did you color eggs yet?
We have. So everybody in the family has like, you know, blue and green and orange hands.
Oh, excellent. That was always my favorite.
Yeah. You get more dye on you than on the egg.
Yeah.
And then the eggs, you know.
And then once you're done with all the eggs, you start looking for other things to dye.
That's just you, Alan.
What?
I think that was just you.
No, it wasn't.
No, I did it too.
Well, see, we drank it.
It's the color. Oh, well, it's safe to drink. I mean, it's just
vegetable
vinegar.
Yuck.
I think that's the color, the kid coloring equivalent of the giant turkey deep fryer. Because once the turkey's fried, you stand around and see what other things you can fry in it.
What else will go in
here?
Yeah. Pull in a shoe, see what happens.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the campfire. When all the wood's gone, what else can we throw in the campfire?
Right.
Yeah, I used to color eggs like when I first got married and was all trying to be like super wife, but I didn't let Mike color the eggs because it was like every egg came out Battleship Gray. I mean,
he's trying to speed things up. He just dumped all the colors in one jar. There you go. Done. Yeah. Every egg is brown. There we go. I turned brown, white egg brown.
Gray's a good color.
The suburban camouflage. That's it. But yeah, it's here's where I have to use my soft voice because we have one that still believes.
Aw, that's cute.
So it's neat.
Believes in what? Jim?
Giant rabbit that comes into your house.
Exactly.
That lays eggs.
You mean the Easter bunny's not real?
I hate to break it to you, Alan, but it's your mom.
Damn it. Next thing you know, you'll be telling me Santa's not real either.
No, Santa Claus is real. He lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and he sends presents with our money.
Oh. I don't like Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
I should have had a topic. Damn it. Why didn't y'all come up with a topic?
This was Jay's job this week. Jay, you're getting devoted.
Yes. Yeah, Jay. Demoted. Damn.
How the heck can I get demoted?
I don't know.
Oh, good news.
We have a caller?
No. Uh-oh. Apparently, Chavez's cancer didn't get cured, so.
Oh, gee, that just makes me giggle.
Apparently, he's
about to kick it?
Yeah, he's going to die. Yay.
Hold on. Let me get out my smallest violin to play Hearts and Flowers.
Yeah. I'm a little confused because, you know, he was having chemo and stuff recently, right?
Don't they have free health care too?
He went to Cuba.
He went to Cuba for their
and,
free
health. And apparently that didn't work. And then he went somewhere else. And
you know what would be funny is if he then again, if he came here, Obama would probably bow to him.
Yeah, he would.
Well, there is a famous photo of Obama and Hugo Chavez doing the, you know, homeboy fist bump handshake thing.
He was fist bumping him.
I don't know. Yeah.
He invited him to the White House for beers and apologized for the U.S. acting stupidly.
We got a whole bunch of people listening and nobody calling in.
Nobody's
calling. That's because we don't have a topic. I blame everyone.
You know who I blame? I blame Weird Beard.
It is. It's all his fault.
Because he was supposed to come up with a topic and he didn't. That bastard thinks he can go on vacation.
Damn, you got shitty mic, Jay.
Yeah.
It's all crackling and popping and.
No, he's opening a box of chocolates.
Is that what it is?
I'm eating Doritos. Don't mind me.
Doritos.
Well, we have 20 people listening.
Cool.
20 people.
Yes. I can't believe it because so far we're sucking.
Talking about nothing. Yeah. I know.
It's the podcast about nothing. We're like, we're the podcast equivalent of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
So I guess that would make me, I don't know, Kramer?
Yes.
Or I guess George Costanza because I'm bald, but.
You don't want to be George.
You are so the anti-George.
Yeah.
First of all, you're tall and you're not spherical.
That might be the nicest thing anybody has ever said. You're not spherical.
So, I'm
going to
talk about Obama.
I'm going to buy Jay a new mic. Seriously.
Okay. You should do that.
Damn.
When's your birthday, Jay?
My birthday is in 15 days.
Yeah, I was going to say it's this month sometime.
Okay.
Yep.
Alan, buy Jay a mic.
No, don't buy me a mic. Tell me what mic will work with my crappy computer.
We'll all get together and get back.
I've gone through three of them so far, and none of them seem to work.
How much did you pay for them?
Like $40.
Oh, that's not enough. Do what Brita does and just use your iPhone.
Yeah.
That's what she's on right now.
I tried that several times and it friggin' died too. Everything. It's me.
It must be.
I am to Mike's what Brita's mic is to everything electronic.
Hmm.
Yeah, we were at the grocery store today and he was trying to check out with his card, you know, in the little swipey thing. And, you know,
work.
It takes like three swipes and the girl's like, oh, are you using credit or debit? And he's like, credit, swipe, 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 and still nothing. And I'm just standing back and I'm smiling at him. And the girl's like, well, you know, let's try this. She puts a plastic bag around his card and tries to swipe it that way. And that doesn't work. And, you know, I just sit back and smile because he doesn't believe that. You know, there's something wrong with him.
So let's talk about
and types in the number for him.
Let's talk about Obama.
Okay.
What about him?
Well,
excited for a second term?
Seriously? Yeah. You know, there's that. I keep thinking that he's going to get reelected.
I would bet money at this point because what I've
it's
seen.
It's going to be Mitt Romney, right?
It is. It's going to be Mitt Romney, and he's going to put up the same fluffy bunny pillow fight that Bob Dole did in 1996, and Obama's going to get reelected in a landslide.
Of course.
You know, because once again, the stupid party let the media pick their candidate. Here's a tip, guys. Don't.
Yeah, you know what? Media I'm beginning to think it's not always the media that the Republicans are letting pick the candidate. I think the Republican Party would rather lose than be out of power.
You mean because the party insiders?
Yeah, the party insiders. They would rather lose than give up that sort of power.
I think so too. They hated Reagan for that reason.
They also hated Sarah Palin.
Yep.
People love Sarah Palin.
Yep. Can't have that.
They can't have that. So I think they would rather lose and rather see Obama reelected than, you know, allow people, us, you know, to have any sort of power.
Oh, shit. We can't have that.
No. I was, you know, Nicole Wallace, who worked on the McCain campaign, was one of the biggest adversaries to Sarah Palin. And this was a woman who worked for John McCain in that campaign. So that, in a nutshell, is like, you know, the popular person that we all, you know, that we all are kind of pulling for, we're fighting against the system. And it doesn't matter what side of the aisle it is, you know.
Damn the man.
Fight the power. Yeah.
I mean, McCain was a textbook example, though.
Right.
Because before before he became the Republican nominee, he was the Maverick. The
Holy shit, we have a call.
No way.
Yeah.
He was the man who could reach across the aisle, blah, 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 blah. He gets the nomination. Bam, he's a right-wing extremist.
Yep.
John McCain is a right-wing extremist?
All right, let me take this call.
A caller.
Do we have an area code? Hello, caller. Area code 216.
Uh-oh. That's Cleveland?
Who is this?
I'm afraid.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Oh, no, the thought police.
216 is Cleveland. You're on the air.
Cleveland has its own area code?
Can you hear him?
No.
No.
Oh.
Can you?
I can hear him.
I can't.
He's in Alan's head.
What the hell?
You should turn up the sound, Alan.
Maybe I need to buy you a new mic, Alan.
I give up.
We had a caller, but apparently Alan lost him.
No, he's still there. I can hear him.
He's chattering away. He's in Alan's ear like a little chipmunk.
No, just stay on. If I can hear you, they should be able to hear you. The problem's here in my mixing board. Just hang on.
So anyway, Brita, how are you doing?
Good.
While we wait for Alan to sort out these little problems.
Damn it.
I thought you had this figured out, Alan. You had a week to work on this.
Hey.
You didn't do your homework.
Okay, try it now.
No. Why don't you translate for us?
You could be the human microphone, Alan.
Grumble, grumble, grumble.
So Pop Police is grumbling.
No, that's me grumbling. All right. Hey, let me hang up and call back, Pop Police.
Oh, was it him? That's cool.
Yes, it was. Try this again.
It's the Alan Moaning Hour.
Yes.
We're still waiting for Drunk Chance to call in.
Uh-huh,
call
I know.
Call in, Chance.
There we go.
I hear a phone ringing.
Okay, how about now?
How about now?
Yeah! Good job, right. Alan.
Yay!
It's almost like a real radio show.
Unicorns and glitter!
I thought, police, how are you?
I'm okay. I guess Alan had to reverse the polarity on his mixer board or something.
Yes.
He did.
That's exactly right.
That's the universal fix.
Yeah. Duct tape?
WD?
No.
And reversing the polarity.
Fixes everything, at least if you're in Star Trek.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Do you have any words of wisdom for us? Save us, Thought Police. Save us.
Yes,
you're our only hope.
Topic. What do you want to talk about?
Your only hope. What do I want to talk about?
Uh-huh.
Well, you were so like, oh, my God, you guys need to call me. Help. You're my only hope. Yeah, that's what I called.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Now that
that's
Alan says technical difficulties. Maybe
today,
that's what we call him.
Today's just taking shit down.
Yes, you've all been very, very naughty.
Uh-oh.
Keep it up.
Well, okay. I'll admit that.
I'll be in my mind.
How naughty have you been?
Anyway, so... Thought Police has been getting his mom shooting.
All right.
Yes, I have been getting my mom shooting, yes.
Awesome.
Hooray. Hooray for mom. She's
littler than me.
That's impossible.
It is.
Inconceivable.
She's littler than me. She's adorable and small and cute, and she wears little cute high heels. She's just cute.
Yeah, she forgot we were going to the church. She wore high heels. It was Sunday. She came from church, so she's still in church clothes. But we were going there for food, but forgot that we were actually going shooting, so she went shooting in high heels.
Cool.
Not high heels, but they were really high.
It's very cute.
Very good.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, how did she do though? Like, what was she shooting? Did she have a preference?
She was shooting my Mark II.
Yeah. How'd she do? Good.
Well, better than she did last time.
Oh, excellent.
So, yeah, she's progressing. Unfortunately, she's cross-eyed dominant.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Better than just being cross-eyed.
Yeah, I suppose that would make it even worse.
We're looking on the bright side of life here.
Yeah, I guess so.
You should bring her to the next blog shoot that we have.
Yes.
There's lots of women there and lots of moms, even. So that would be cool. Yeah.
If you can see more of the crazy people that I spend all my time with.
Mm-hmm. All of your crazy friends that live inside your computer.
Oh, yeah. Well, that way to make it sound creepy, Jay.
Well, considering she's already met Brita, Mike, and Bubblehead Les, and Brita Mom.
Mm-hmm. Hey, my mom's not crazy. She's perfectly normal. Mm. Mostly. Shut up, Alan.
We got another call. I got to do something about that call thing. That's irritating me.
We have another call?
Yeah. Can you hear it ringing?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Good.
Well, I'll hang up and have fun with the other caller.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Thought.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Woohoo. Oh, crap. I lost the other caller.
Alan, seriously?
There it is.
Oh, for the love of Pete.
Hello, caller. Area code 928.
928. Nice Porsche. Yeah,
where is that?
I'm kind of new. Tin Can Assessed and 9-10th Chamber Blog. You've never heard of me.
I've heard of you.
Oh, outstanding.
Well,
I link to you.
Do you have a name?
Yeah.
Okay, mystery.
Sorry, I'm not used to this.
Okay, mystery caller.
Call it Steve. Steve.
Guess the mystery caller.
My name is Donovan. I go by Tin Can Assassin on my blog.
Ah.
Hey. I vaguely, you know, it's been a while for the blogs and me, but, you know.
Yes, Brita doesn't blog anymore.
She's a face blogger.
I have moved beyond it.
She's risen to a higher plane.
Mm-hmm. I've reached blog nirvana.
What's it like on the other side, Brita?
Pardon me?
So what's it like on the other side?
It's wonderful and stress-free. Troll-free. That's very nice, too.
I'm disappointed. I must be doing something wrong.
What, you don't get enough trolls?
I don't get trolls at all.
You know, I think I'm going to start trolling your blog then. I'm going to log in and specifically give you crap.
it's easy to go without trolls when you have an unknown blog.
It's stealth. You're like a ninja. You are the blog ninja. There you go.
Blog ninja.
Blog ninja.
Yep.
Not to be confused with mall ninja.
Hmm.
Well, you know, I do duct tape the plate carrier to my chest, you know, double increment.
For repeated hits from a 338.
Ooh. Do you have a tactical wheelbarrow, too?
Or a tactical schmoo?
No, I use a tactical sledgehammer.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm not.
I think. Did you go away, Brita?
No, I'm sorry. Mike is telling me to chug my beer so he can get me another one.
Oh.
Yes, please. Chug
it. He's drink, miming drink, chug
drink,
action.
Drink, 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 drink,
chug,
drink.
Chug, chug. That's it. Tactical there. Snipe.
I got a thing here.
They're all their empties.
This Zimmerman call that NBC edited. Apparently, the New York Times is reporting that the person who did it was fired.
Right.
But NBC is saying the person that did it was fired, but they won't say who it was.
The person responsible for sacking those who were sacked has been sacked.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's another movie reference.
So, nice transparency there. Yes, we fired that person. Who was it?
We
can't tell you.
It was an intern.
Yeah.
And we didn't really fire them. They just kind of went back to school.
Yeah.
But other than that, right on target.
How nice.
What was it our caller calling for?
To call
oh,
in.
I'm just calling to get in on the action.
Because we told him to call in.
They told me to call in.
This is a bad thing to happen if I get in. Some conspiracy going, please call.
For the love of God, Montresor. No, sorry. That's the Cask of Amontillado, not call in.
Do you have any questions for us or anything?
Absolutely not. I'm just kind of here.
He's got nothing. That's it.
Okay, bye.
You had such a good show last week. What happened?
I don't know.
What is the difference? Oh, I know.
What?
I need vodka.
Oh, is that what it is? No. You're not drinking? Oh, next you're telling me you're actually wearing pants.
Yeah, don't go crazy.
Ugh.
No chance of there being pants when it's squirrel report time.
Okay.
Wow, the bottle's getting empty. Oh, boy. I drink
you can you can drink that bourbon if you'd like.
What happened to Drunk Chance? We were promised Drunk Chance.
I think he passed out.
That was scary, Brita. kind of creepy. But also kind of cool. And I scared her off. Story of my life. Yeah. Oh, I wonder what would happen if I took 5-hour energy with vodka.
That can't be good for you.
It's for science.
Here's an interesting report. The Bill Gates, the Gates, I guess it's his foundation. Tell me if you want one of these. Gates has funded a new machine that filters your toilet waste back into drinkable water.
Sounds delish.
You want some of that?
Hey, it's like a still suit.
Yeah, but that was just like...
piss and sweat.
Yeah.
Everything but poop. Weird would love it. Weird would be all over.
Duh, yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, done properly, I could see it. You strain the solid waste to become compost. Well, I guess you're not supposed to use poop
for
compost.
We lost Brita.
You scared her off, Alan. Bill Gates is going to come to her house and strain her poop. That was too much.
Hi.
You did hang up.
I'm really sorry.
That's all right.
This iPhone thing is tricky.
You will, you can do an act of contrition along with weird next time.
Okay.
So, anyway. So, Alan, are you sulking about the Apple virus?
No. It's not a virus.
What is it then?
It's a Trojan.
I don't know the difference.
Well, a virus can replicate pretty much on its own. It infects you just by, you know, the first virus is transferred on floppy disks. And they do it automatically without user intervention. A Trojan pretty much requires the use of an idiot to infect.
I like the way Borpatch puts it. He's like, you know, when you get something unbidden and there's an EXE file, it's the equivalent of, in a frat party, closing your eyes and opening your mouth.
Yes, exactly. So that's, it's really, it's the, you know, because, you know, there's basically, there's three types of malware. There's viruses, worms, and Trojans. I mean, that's a very, you know, high level thing. Worms are completely automatic. Viruses require some interaction. You have to, you know, actually click on a link or download a file or something like that. And then Trojans actually usually require you to actually, you know, run a program. So you have to actually, right, like Jay was saying, there's like EXE or something like that you have to actually, you know, download and run in order, yeah, for it to,
you get it from
system,
somebody you don't know, and right, then you're going to download it to your computer.
Right. Yeah, it usually comes across in email or something like that. In this case, this was a
is there any way to wear some sort of like computer condom so this doesn't happen? Because it all just sounds very yucky with the viruses and the worms and the ew.
Well, you know, you have some virus scanning software or something like that, and that'll help. You know, also, you know, if somebody you don't know, you get an email from somebody you don't know with a
health class with a program on it.
Yeah, it is. It really is the same thing. You know, it's like, you know, it's like the sleazy guy that walks up to you in the park and goes, "Hey, baby," you know, and if you go, "Ooh," you know, you might be in trouble.
Auga.
Yeah. So, you know, you have to be careful. It's a rough world out there on the internet.
Yeah.
Life's hard when you're stupid.
Yeah, it is. So, yeah.
You know, we have still apparently two women listening and not calling in.
I'm shocked.
They should be calling in.
Which two women? Hey, out them.
Sad. I'm all alone here. I'm like the ham in your sandwich.
Oh.
I'll be in my punk.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
High five, Jay.
High five, Alan.
How do you know there's two women listening, Brita?
Well, they said on my Facebook that they were listening and could actually hear the show. Oh, so I'm assuming if we haven't lost them with our shenanigans yet, you know, they really are still listening, hopefully. And are really seriously considering calling in, one would hope.
Seriously. Honest.
Seriously, maybe calling in at some point.
Might possibly consider thinking about calling in.
Yeah.
And on that note.
Now, okay, since the Augusta Golf Tournament is in the news now.
Yes.
We have a news report from Augusta.
Oh.
Yes.
Still no women?
Investigators have arrested a female they say opened fire in the air at the Waffle House early this morning.
What?
Shots were fired outside the Waffle House.
Wait, how is the Waffle House connected to the golf?
It's in Augusta, Georgia.
You know it's a story from Georgia when it starts with gunfire at the Waffle House.
It is. It's from Augusta,
that's
Georgia.
Racist.
That's racist.
Is Is Hick a race?
It's a state of mind, baby. Oh boy!
Hey, it was a female in Augusta.
Walmart, so okay, I really can't say too much about Hicks or rednecks. I went to Walmart. I bought ammunition, and I got my son a knife.
Oh my gosh! What sort of knife?
A Swiss Army knife. Because last night,
did he get his totem chip?
Did. He got it last night.
Awesome.
His what?
Totem chip for Boy Scouts.
What does that mean?
It means he has been educated in knife etiquette and safety.
Do not stick somebody with this knife.
Exactly. Don't cut towards yourself. Don't swing your knife around wildly. Don't stab it in other people unless they deserve it.
Oh, look, a call.
Yeah, he's getting into Boy Scouts, and I want to encourage it. And
awesome.
Any opportunity I have to buy a knife, I'm on it. Like white on rice, Daddy. Good.
All right, call from area code 540.
540. 540.
Hello, caller.
California?
Hello. The things I do for Brita. Hi, Brita.
See?
Nancy.
Yay!
Nancy.
Nancy.
All right.
And the rest of you, too. But, yeah.
And the other weirdos.
Well, you know, Nancy and I have a special thing going.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently.
According to the internet.
Just in my mind.
Do you need to be excused?
What?
I said, Jay, did you need to be excused?
Oh, no. I mean, maybe.
Jay has gone
to the bathroom on air. He does not need to be excused. Not this show, but the previous show.
Yeah.
But I have yet to notice a difference between the two shows.
Hey. Still,
less porn on this show. There's less porn on this show.
It's just because Weird hadn't been here.
Yeah, that's true.
We have Collins. We didn't have Collins.
Yeah, that's right.
You just said listening-ins.
So how are things up in the wild, wonderful north of wherever the hell you are, Nancy?
The other common.
The middle of nowhere, Virginia. So did anybody actually order one of those 5/11 kilts, whatever the heck they were?
You can't order them yet.
Yeah, you can't order them.
I did sign up to be notified, though.
I signed up twice.
Uh-huh.
I went to work and used a different IP.
Awesome.
Oh, cool idea.
And I got a hold of a contact and put in a plug too.
If they can actually make a kilt for that price, they're going to sell a ton of them.
They're going to sell a metric shitload. I'm in for at least two.
Yeah, me too.
I'll at least get the khaki and the black.
Yep.
No question.
Yep.
No question about it.
Yep.
They will
sell. So what's
sell...
the fashionable thing to wear with the sporran with that? They had some strange. I don't know what it was.
They have built-in D-rings to attach the sporran to.
They also have like lots of pockets, so you really don't need one.
Well, yeah, you do.
The hell you say?
You need a sporran to keep.
I want to commission Dennis to make me a sporran that'll handle my.
You need a sporran. Say that again, Nancy.
You need a sporran to keep the front of the kilt from flying up. I forgot that part. Yeah.
That's a feature, not a bug. That man is a eunuch.
I didn't wear a sporran with my utilikilt.
No, you did not.
I didn't.
Sounds like a personal problem, but hey.
Hey.
We tried to keep him like in the right wind so it wouldn't fly up.
Well, they're not designed to wear a sporran with anyway.
I suppose if there's enough pockets, you don't need it for that purpose. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Although the utilikilts are really good for open carry.
Yes.
Yeah, they are.
Open all over carry.
Open carry.
Yeah, you want to sell your piece, I guess the utilikilt's the way to go.
That's right. Come here and ask me about my open carry.
Oh, Jesus.
I'd be looking steam grades. Woohoo!
So I was wearing a hoodie today and a pistol, and I didn't get mugged or shot or anything. It was awesome.
Nancy.
Going back to your comment earlier. What?
Okay. Anybody who would mess with you, I'm sorry.
They deserve whatever they get.
Really?
Yeah.
I
don't know.
Silliness.
I guess I don't think I look that menacing.
No, you're not menacing. You're just, you know, like, okay, I'm not going to gush. Go ahead. Moving on.
No, please do. It's very cute.
No.
Gosh.
Nancy's just like this. Never mind.
She's gushing and blushing.
Shut up. Okay, let's move on.
No, let's not.
Yes. Anyway, so how's little sweet daughter doing?
Oh, she's doing well. Her literary effort was well received, apparently.
I love that. I especially love where she was like, I will crush you.
Yeah, I have no idea where that came from, but hey.
I have no idea. Yeah, that was really funny.
I'm so bummed that I'm going to miss her this year.
Well, if you all come to North Coast Blog Shoot, North Coast. Well, it might not be a blog shoot. It will be a blog something.
Blog something.
We can all get together on the coast of Lake Erie, on the beautiful coast of Lake Erie.
On the sunny shores of Lake Erie.
Yes.
We'll figure something out.
Okay. Good.
She's already on tap to come up for the Northeast Blogger Shoot.
It is a definite possibility.
It's a definite maybe.
It's a definite possibility. I have lodging in Connecticut partway, so that's at least helpful. See, you really wanted me to call in? Boy, it must be a slow night. Everybody must be traveling tonight. That must be it.
That could be it.
That
yeah.
could be. Yes, that's why we
it's,
suck.
It's
because
Easter,
it's Easter. That, yes.
It's Easter weekend. People are busy, you know, coloring Easter eggs and
yep.
setting up bunny traps. And oh, wait, that's just me. Like, damn it, rabbit's good eating.
Rabbit's
we used dangerous. To have we used to have rabbit for Easter dinner.
Oh, that's
and, you know, you go to school after the holiday, and you know your little friends would be like, "What did you have for Easter?" I'd be like, "I had rabbit."
That is so awesome.
Tastes like chicken. I haven't had rabbit in a long time.
I always thought polenta meant rabbit because that's the only way I ever had it.
Oh, nice. That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I haven't had rabbit in ages.
Nothing quite like, you know, biting into a big bite of rabbit polenta and, oh, shit, there's bird shot in there. Yeah. Miss some, Grampy.
Never had that problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, why bother using an expensive center fire when you can blast them with a shotgun?
Did you see the report on the hybrid vehicles?
That they suck?
Well, yeah, we know that.
Other than that, what?
No, somebody did the payback calculation.
I've done the payback calculation ages ago.
Yeah, but they did it on the Volt, and
the Volt.
You wouldn't. They said you wouldn't actually start saving money on the Volt until 27 years after you bought it.
You pretty much have to drive to the moon
before you start saving money on gas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did it on the Prius.
Oh, yeah, the Prius is...
Versus the Corolla.
Yeah, the Prius
you,
is the same
You would have
way.
To drive it for 15 years, like 20,000 miles a year.
Right.
Before the price difference, before you broke even.
Yeah, it's
And
crazy.
That's assuming that you don't have to replace the batteries at like 5
Exactly, years. Yeah, all that doesn't assume a battery replacement, which will have to happen.
But can you put a price on moral superiority and the feeling you get?
Yes.
I love pulling up next to Priuses in my truck. I love it. I want to get the side pipes that go in through the bed and up. And I want to put the stacks on it. I can, whoa! Ideally, I'd like a little ignition source so I can have flames shooting out of it. Just because they make me want to waste gasoline. I want to put it in four-wheel drive and drive around with the air conditioning on. I'm getting 4 miles per gallon. Damn hippie. And my truck costs less than your car, numbnuts.
Yeah. You can drive your truck and pay gas at, what, you know, 19 miles a gallon.
19. That's so cute.
Yeah. On the highway.
I'm lucky if I see 15.
Downhill with a tailwind.
Yeah, but then again, that could also be because I've got a 350-horsepower Hemi. But anyway.
Yeah, I've seen you drive, Jay.
Yeah, I've been in the back of the car when Jay is driving. It was terrifying.
Just because I
actually
in.
Covered my eyes. It was terrible.
Oh, now.
Yeah. Rita's, God, there are roller coasters Rita will ride on before she'll ride in the Jay's car.
Never again, Jay. Never again. Although Jay was my passenger.
I was just about to say, before we start casting stones there, Little Miss Glass Houses, I didn't threaten to monkey nut anybody to death.
I know. Well.
Rita Road Rage is as good as I do.
Yeah. Yeah, Rita's a really good. You'll be driving along talking, and then all of a sudden, guy, rah, 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 rah. Oh.
All of a sudden, this she's like out of The Exorcist or something. I swear to God, there was a little creature with teeth on the end coming out of her throat. Get off my road! I don't know where she hit the grand either.
Oh, God. I can't breathe. Well, everyone survived that incident.
Yes, yes. So you would have been perfectly within your right to monkey nut that idiot to death. I will be the first to admit. She had that savage beating coming.
I'm just going to pull out in front of you on the highway and go 30.
Yeah, you got to get a free pass for that one.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, I have to admit, there are times I understand why we're not allowed explosives. I have to admit. Because Breida would have been perfectly justified to turn that car into a smoking Hulk.
There's reasons why I'm not, like, elected to any sort of position of power.
That would be awesome.
No, it really wouldn't.
I could see Breida ruling with an iron fist.
Breida's dream job is executioner at the penitentiary.
No, I don't think so. Because they use the stupid needle. I mean, how anticlimactic is that?
No, they don't even use the needle. You just push a button and it's over.
Yeah.
Silly.
Be like, no.
Fire squad.
Give me a 12-gauge. Come on.
That's so messy.
Or would you rather do it with an axe?
Oh, messy.
It depends on the axe.
At least not on the carpet.
You can. Oh, I know. Do it with your sniper rifle.
Nancy.
At 1,000.
Are you still on the line? Is Nancy still on the line?
She left.
Still here.
Her call's still connected.
No, she's still there.
I'm still here.
Okay, Nancy, I want to ask you.
Oh, geez.
Okay. Maybe it's just me as a girl, but whenever I think of, like, or read stories, like, there was a story today on Say On Call about a woman who killed a home, like, she came home and she found people in her house, and she killed one of them. And I don't know if it's just me as a woman, but every time I think about it, like, a home defense situation, I think, damn it, I don't want to have to clean that up.
Yeah, I think about that, too.
Stay on the linoleum, so it's, you know, don't mess up my carpet.
Okay, well.
That's why God gave us kills.
The primer.
K-I-L-Z, that guy.
Kills primer. Yeah, it is good stuff, actually.
Actually, you know what? I wouldn't mind it if it was on the carpet, because I got shitty carpet that needs to be replaced anyway. So it'd be like, oh, now I just rip it up, put new down.
Yeah, I've got a piece in the upstairs hallway Susan keeps throwing up on, and she's like, go ahead, honey, a couple more times so that I can replace it.
Yes. I'm like, actually, you know what? There's a whole bunch of silly putty in my son's room. Could you just walk in there first? Great. We got to replace that anyway. It's got silly putty everywhere. Yeah, don't ever give a 5-year-old silly putty. It's just a bad idea.
You know, if something could be misused and used to destroy something or paint something, then a 5-year-old can do it.
Yeah.
They ought to hire 5-year-olds for destructive testing for, like, products and airplanes and cars and shit like that.
I'll start handing them the T&E guns. Here you go, guys. Go nuts. Oh. Oops.
David's,
dead air, drink.
David's wondering if we're paying attention to the IRC chat.
I just typed in that I never pay attention. I'm sorry.
I do.
I've got like sometimes. Four windows open. I'm really sorry.
Make me laugh. I can't.
And four windows and like four beers. So,
woohoo!
You know, open a good window, luck.
Another beer.
I've had two ciders. I'm probably.
Oh, at my I'm limit. Surprised you're awake, Alan.
I know. <Kidding.
laughs> Past Alan's bedtime. He needs that colonic and a good night kiss.
Oh, God.
What?
Oh, God.
That's what's missing. Oh, darn. No beer, wine.
Wine is beer.
Wine works.
I think we should get Nancy to fill in for Weird whenever Weird's not here.
Hey, that'll work.
I love that idea.
That's a good idea.
I'm a huge fan of that idea.
Me too.
Yeah.
Nancy, you want...
They both carry the
Do I not
the same
get a
way?
Vote?
No.
I'm already outvoted.
I don't
what?
Think so.
Did you just compare me to Weird?
No, you carry the same way. Your shoulder holsters.
Yeah, you both carry 1911s and a shoulder holster, right?
No, no she carries the...
Whatever, yeah, shoulder what holster. Said. You're in.
You're in our secret club.
Woohoo!
The ancient mystical club of no homers.
Okay, hang on, that's not working. I think I know where there's another cold beer.
Quest for beer. I like that.
Didn't they make a movie about that? Quest for beer. No, that was Quest for Fire.
It's called Strange Brew. Doug's not here, and I got two
corkscrew with one hand.
What?
Corkscrew, one hand, not working. There, beer, open.
Pop off. Come on.
It'll wake the child.
You don't have suppressors in Virginia?
Not, I have no idea.
I
know it's open, thank you.
I thought they did.
Well, I don't have one right here in the house with me, so I guess that's kind of a moot point.
It is.
Or none that you'll admit to, anyway.
Or just get a shotgun with, like, a 4-foot barrel.
Or I could be really cool and take the top off a bottle of champagne with a sword.
There you go.
There we go. That's it for the
next
shoot. Good
money on YouTube with that.
It's already been done.
Get that whole Kill Bill vibe going.
Yes, but has it been done by you?
No.
All right, then.
You think there's a market for that?
Oh, yeah.
The heck was that?
What? I don't know.
I don't know.
Coast Guard?
I don't know.
Anyway. Dead air.
Yes.
Beer.
Oh,
drink.
Drink. Why, don't mind if I do.
Nancy, I believe that you had a question.
I sent you like three.
I know. Well, where? Come on.
Oh. Okay. back to the things I do for you, Brita.
I know.
Back to the kilt topic. Which do you guys prefer? Pleated to set, stripe, or box?
I call the big one bitey.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's a Simpsons.
That was so funny.
Is this a sewing thing?
Yes. When you pleat the back of a kilt, there's different ways to do it. If it's a tartan, you can either pleat it to what's called the set, which is the pattern, so that the pattern continues across the back of your bum, or you can pick one color in the stripe and pleat it so that that one stripe is predominant down the back of each. Wow, that was only like a third of a beer. Down the back of each pleat, or there's something called a box pleat. I'm not exactly sure how that's done because it doesn't look like any kind of box pleat I've ever done.
Does that only apply to a tartan?
It definitely applies to a tartan for the one set to stripes.
Okay.
The set or the stripe, but I don't know about box.
Because I would never wear a tartan because I'd have to wear two.
What?
Yeah.
I'd have to wear
one
two.
One to wear and one to throw up
one,
on.
Mm-hmm. One to throw up on and one to cover it up with.
I'm Italian. I have no idea what any of this means. The closest we got to kilts was togas.
I like the plain monochromatic. The monochromatic.
Kilts. Those are actually Irish. The solid ones are generally Irish counties.
Well, there you go.
There we go. And that's all 19th century anyway. So.
Let me just put that right out there. The Irish invented pants.
Damn you Irish people.
Bifurcated legwear.
I start to understand the English hostility.
Oh, good one, Jay.
Thank you.
Damn you Irish.
What's that?
I said, oh, Jay.
Oh, Jay.
Get wittier the more I drink.
At least in my mind.
That's good enough.
Well, yes, you do.
Oh, good.
So what is your preference, Nancy, as far as pleating across the bum?
I like it pleated to the set, personally.
Oh, okay.
Pleated to the set. So that means the pattern continues.
Yes,
now, that's across the top of the pleat, and so what's the underside of the pleat that you don't see doesn't really matter. Is that correct?
More or less, yeah.
Okay.
The tartan, the pattern that makes up a tartan, I believe, is called the set. Mm. I haven't brushed up on my terminology lately.
Yeah, it's so much easier without a pattern.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I actually have directions on how to make one, and I'm sitting here thinking I should do one, just so I can say I've made a kilt. Because why not?
I wholeheartedly support that.
You know, women can wear kilts, too. They just have to be a lot shorter.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Technically, now they're called kilt skirts.
I think Alan has a different image in his head.
he's thinking of
the kilt. Yeah, that probably involves knee.
Yes, that's exactly it. That's what is it? That's
going
exactly what Alan
kilt.
Is thinking. Mm-hmm.
You know me so well.
Yeah, well, I know you like that restaurant.
Oh, good
what?
Lord.
It was horrible.
What restaurant? Oh, that one. Ugh, no, kilt. I didn't know. I did not like that one. I did not like that at all.
I did like the grumpy old man, and Chance telling him to drink a nice big cup of shut the fuck up. I swear to God, I almost died. I was just, you know, trying so hard not to laugh in the guy's face, and then Chance breaks that out. And I'm just like, I had to turn away. And I guess I don't want to see what's going to happen because it's going to be too funny. I'm sorry, I'm trying to enjoy my meal in this nice sports bar with prostitutes walking around. And what did you... Alan measured the noise level. It was
equivalent
to an airport, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was like 140 dB or something. It was crazy. It was like OSHA would have shut the place down if it was a factory or something and made everybody wear earplugs. It was crazy.
But, you know, we were interrupting.
What, you all don't carry earplugs with you?
I do. I always have a pair in my truck, in my drawer.
Yeah.
Because you never know when they're going to come in handy. You know, I got kids. I keep them in my truck all the time.
You don't hear
exactly. Charlotte, I needed to pull them out for Susan. It was too loud.
Yeah. Crazy.
You have a caller coming in? Or am I hearing things?
No, it's the ringing. Yeah. Yep, we have another caller. So thanks for calling in, Nancy.
Thanks for calling
in. Thanks, Nancy.
All right. Anytime.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a good night.
Bye.
And this caller is from area code 206.
Hmm.
Hello, caller.
Hey, how's it going?
Really good. Who is this?
GC.
Ah, I knew it.
Yay!
I said one.
All right.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Who are we deriding this evening?
Oh, everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
Do you have a topic? Do you have something
here.
You want to talk about tonight? Because we will talk about anything.
Well, we've had a series of clean shoots out here that I guess we should talk about.
And why are you not following me?
because I get tired of posting them twice in the morning already. Check your Facebook. They appear regularly, but I'll shoot some over to you.
Oh, that fit. Shoot some. He made it funny. He's the funny.
Okay, so who shot who?
So far, we've had one situation where somebody made a real serious error in victim selection. They decided to rob the house of an ex-cop. One dead, three wounded, if I recall rightly. Then we had another situation up in Bonnie Lake where the burglars decided to run off when the homeowner just waved a loaded Ruger at them. And then a third situation here this last week where not only did the owner of the house wave a shotgun at them, he fired on escaping burglars. So these are the things that suddenly the anti-gun crowd has gotten awfully quiet out here.
So, wait, the cop, the ex-cop killed one and wounded three?
If I recall rightly, it's a little late in my day. Yeah. What can I say? I'm not used to the thing where I'm out at college till 10 at night.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know why he only wounded three? Because cops can't shoot.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to say he was aiming for the hand. he's doing
Alan,
a little
I think you know at least. I think you know at least a couple of cops that are just scary good on the range.
Yeah, but those are the exceptions. You know that.
Yeah.
I want to know how many bullets were fired by that ex-cop that killed one and wounded three.
75. Why? Because I didn't have 76. Was it Louisiana? The guy who killed a cop, and they chased him into the bayou, basically, and they fired something like 116 rounds, and they asked why they shot so many, and the sheriff just looked at the camera and said, because we didn't have more. Yeah! Damn straight.
Did you hear a lot of those cops in New Orleans that got...
65 years in jail.
Yeah, they got finally, after all this time.
You can't just gun down unarmed civilians.
I'm shocked.
Newsflash.
Yeah, if nothing else, it's tacky.
It's tacky.
And gets all over your carpet.
No kidding. We go with the carpet again.
Have you ever thought
a lot of
how many
cleaning involved?
Have you ever thought how many crimes could be prevented by just a roving force of drag queens pointing out how tacky various activities are?
Actually, that might work. Shame them because of their tackiness. It might work.
Behold the power of shame. Wow. It's all shiny.
Sorry. And
Jay,
we have lighter and heated cities.
I'm cut off. Yeah, the story of my life.
Hey, roadkill should call.
JG, I keep telling you that we have this lovely bar out here that you could make all kinds of new friends.
Frightened beyond the capacity for rational thought.
Chase's a little too old to be a twink.
A lot too old. Are you kidding?
And also too furry.
Actually,
no offense, Jay.
He's not furry. He's not furry enough on his head.
I think he fit in just fine at the Eagle.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, our... Our pediatric ER doc in GBC can answer what a box pleat is.
Okie doke.
Tell us. Tell us.
Oh, crud.
Well, he said they said they were listening. Like, I don't know if it was a he or a she. This is what I get for looking at IRC instead of
paying. Don't do that.
Yeah. although I see you, I see that part about you and Jay swimming and Brita in a bikini.
Oh, let's not talk about Brita in a bikini. Okay, moving on. Can I talk to the gay guy now?
Ah, it's a she. Okay, there's a delay, so naturally. No, we have a, it's apparently somebody who was listening to this and then got into GBC and said that they're a pediatric emergency doctor and it's a she and knows what a box pleat is. It's a pleat that folds both ways on itself. So instead of rows of pleats going one way, it's alternating. So,
and she's listening to the Squirrel Report.
I know. Isn't that,
it's obviously like, she has bad taste.
Yeah.
Kilt origami.
Typing and drinking. Okay, well.
Oh, so she's one of us. Excellent.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
She should call in.
Yeah, she should. Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
So that's another female listener.
Woohoo, three.
Wow. It's getting scary in here.
What's the number again, Alan?
Oh, crap. I'm going to, like, print it out and tape it on the wall or something.
214-530-0036.
Yeah, that's it.
Because I've memorized it already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I never call it.
I don't know what my home phone number is. I never call it.
Yeah. I never call myself.
Okay,
I have, like, a weird Rain Man thing with numbers. I can remember numbers really easy.
Uh-oh. Five minutes.
Uh-oh.
Somebody's calling.
Five minutes to Wapner. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling, GC.
Yeah.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, see you later. See you later.
I love Gay Cynic. He's terrific.
All right. We got a caller from area code 804. Hello, caller.
Hey, it's Rick, also known as Nancy Shorter Half.
Oh.
Ah, Shorter Half.
Yeah.
I know him from the internet.
And from Barnes with Knives.
That's right.
No, I was just thinking about the previous caller with his tacky tactical or tactical tacky solution. And I can't help it. I just had this image go through my head. And if you can just imagine that blonde guy from Queer Eye going, "Behold the power of this fully operational transvestite." It's silly, but that's the state I'm in tonight.
It takes a special kind of mind to come up with that sort of thing, Shorter Half.
Ah, yes.
Indeed.
Very, very special.
Well, you know, you got to go out. You got to step beyond your borders. You got to try new things. I picked up some combat Tupperware, you know.
But, ooh!
You guys need to publish the. I don't know where the IRC chat is, and I know Nancy doesn't know.
Oh Lord!
We've been chatting.
We're hiding
we've
from
been
chatting
go,
on,
go to
on
my blog.
Brita's Facebook page.
Go to Gumblogger Conspiracy. Find the link on my blog to Gumblogger Conspiracy. Log in through Mibit, and enjoy the madness.
Okay.
Love to have you guys.
Got a whole long line of comments.
Oh, good Lord. Boy, there is. Look at that. Like 27 comments.
What? Where?
On Brita's Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah.
That Facebook thing. The Facebook. As Alan would say, the Facebook.
That I do like on.
Hey, when Facebook first started, it was the Facebook, all right?
Yes, except you call it the Facebooks.
I do not.
The Facebook.
I do call it the Walmart. So the Walmart.
The March of Wall. Yes.
The Wall at the Walmarts.
Yeah. No, I don't make it plural.
The Walmart Martians or something. Those are pictures to be appreciated.
I saw plenty of those tonight. Dear Lord, I could have come up with a whole brand new full chapter of people in Walmart from tonight. I'm sorry, but if you are wider than the carriage you're pushing, you have a problem. I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. If you are actually physically wider.
The ones I hate are the ones that get in the little
electric
buggy. But they're not in it because they're really disabled. They're in it just because they're lazy and don't want to walk around.
I saw a young lady the other day at Walmart who had a muffin top the size of her hips and was wearing a thong on the outside of her spandex pants. I don't know why.
Woohoo!
Nice!
Pink on blue, it is burned into my retinas.
Wonder Woman! Oh, wait, no. That's not the right thing.
See, that's what you call a spork moment.
Wow. What, you gouge your eyes out with a spork rather than see it again?
Yeah, exactly. You have to use a spork. You need the curved bit to get behind the eyeball.
Yeah, exactly. You got to carve the eye cup out. All I know is I now have 200 rounds of brass-cased 45, thanks to Walmart. So I'm happy.
Oh. Yay, Walmart.
Yeah, I just wish ours would carry AR-15 stuff.
Yeah. I'm just happy I can find 45 again. Yay. Yeah, I got 45.
Yeah, I made the mistake of buying a whole bunch of Tula 45, and then I found out it apparently loaded with dead flies and burnt match heads.
So it's good. It's good training ammo then.
Yeah. See, I got a lot of practice.
Do your failure drills.
I didn't have any problem with the Tula ammo in my Glock, in the Smith & Wesson M&P, or the Sig P250. I tried to run it through the Chris. Oh, yeah, flies and match heads, indeed. It was like, bang, kroom, jam, shit. Clear, 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 load, 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 bang, jam, shit, clear. Fuck this, brass cake.
The Colt didn't like it. I mean, the Colt that eats anything, I ran the Tula in there, and I got three dead hits on one magazine.
Yikes.
Okay, well, we've exceeded our time for talking about guns on Squirrel Report here, so.
What?
Hey.
Huh?
It's not a gun show.
I really just needed to call in about the fully operational transvestite. Well, first operational transvestite.
You wanted to trademark that, didn't you?
Yeah.
So I'll free up the line for the next caller.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Although I do believe he did state his name at the beginning.
Yeah, he did.
Always rather err on the side of caution.
Yeah, right. Since when?
Well, I'm in sales. I'm a known liar. Come on. Duh. Production's fault. Oh, sorry, that's a reflex.
Brita's chatting with someone.
No, I'm not.
Oh.
Yes, you are.
I can hear keys tip, tap.
That's the cat.
So, Eloise is typing IMs to somebody.
Yes.
She's PMing Nancy. I know it.
Mm-mm.
Well, in my mind, you are.
Okay. Well, you can enjoy that anytime you like in your mind.
So anyway.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, I think if anything, this episode has proven the need for a topic.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, we'll all come up with topics for next week.
Yes, I want a topic from everyone.
I will not be here next week.
Oh, damn it, Jay. Come on.
Yeah, but we'll have Weird back.
That's true. you'll be
Did you put your vacation request in ahead of time?
I filed the paperwork.
You know, you can call in.
You know, that would be a hoot and a half. Because at 9:30 on Friday night, I expect I'll be surrounded by gun nuts and probably drunk. And oh, you better believe I'll call it. I'll call in next Friday too. The Friday after is the Cub Scout overnight.
Oh.
But I'll be calling you from the woods of New Hampshire.
All right then.
Probably from the latrine, but definitely not drunk because
no thanks.
Dead. Oh, Brita Sai. Anna Jay Sai.
Yay. Okay, I think it's time.
Yeah, I think we've about hit
time. Wow, not even an hour and a half.
Yeah, well, we're sucking air.
No,
next year, time. Yeah. We need a topic next time.
Yeah, next year. Yeah.
Next year.
Next year.
Next year.
Next year.
I'm sorry.
Well.
You know, I had a...
it's my garage. Don't mind me.
A volunteer, kind of a way.
What?
For a co-host, temporary co-host. I actually kind of have a number of co-hosts in mind, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who?
Maybe it'll be a surprise.
Well, it can't be a surprise to me.
Well, maybe I'll tell you later.
Oh.
But,
I gotta call them. Really, I have to know who it is.
I think that really that we kind of need fill-in co-hosts, don't you?
I agree.
And also, you know, if we want to take a night off or whatever, it kind of mix things up. I think it would be fun. Yes?
Sure.
Okay. Cool.
Well, sorry, people. Next time it'll be better.
Yes. Thanks for hanging out with us.
We'll have a topic. Thanks for thanks for putting up with us. And
I'll be calling in from St. Louis.
Yeah.
Yay.
Actually, technically, I have Skype on my iPhone.
There you go.
That's right. It's the convention. You can totally call and fill us in and all the dirt and the exhibits that are the same every year.
And I'll go make fun of the... I don't go for the exhibits. I go for the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the exhibit, the floor is always the same.
Yeah.
You could be our like, you know, ambassador. The Squirrel Report ambassador. Since
there you go. Oh, man. I need a fedora. And I'll get a little hat band that says JG Squirrel Report.
Ooh. Put an antenna on the top of it.
Don't tempt me because I will. But.
Do you want to say anything about the... NRA convention before you go?
He's going to miss us.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I am. Uh-huh. It just dawned on me. And I'm like, oh, man. Now, I am going to miss you guys. It's going to be a different crowd, which is both neat and both a little sad. It's not going to be the same without you guys and Weird and Mike W. and Chance. But by the same token, on the flip side, I'm going to get to meet Law Dog. And
oh my gosh.
And Fleming.
Cool.
And I get to see Ambulance Driver again. And I'm going to meet a couple other folks for the first time. And some I'm going to get to hang out with my buddy Dennis. Dennis of Dragon Leatherworks at www.dragonleatherworks.com.
I saw his email. He's got he made Abby's lunchbox.
Abby's leather box. Yeah, he got to like that. There's more in the works that I'm not at liberty to divulge right now, but stay tuned. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, all right.
Okay.
Just saying.
All right. Well, I don't have a little cool exit sound.
Yeah.
I'll have to work
There you
on
go.
That.
There's your exit sound. Let's go.
Click, click, click.
Well, have a good week, everybody. And
happy Easter for those that celebrate.
Easter.
Happy Passover for our Jewish listeners. I guess it's not happy Passover, but joyous Passover. And on that note.
Yeah.
Yes. Good night.
All right. Bye.
Get down.
Thanks.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, thank God that's over.
All right. Are we through recording?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
Did Brita already hang up?
She's quick.
Wow.
Bye.